and
quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
I felt like a reptile. I felt like a reptile.
There you go.
There we go.
Hands across the
street. We've got to talk into mics again this week.
We have. We had some feedback, didn't we?
A lot of feedback.
Yeah.
A lot of noise. Yeah. We're not quite figuring out the new technology. I'm looking past the camera at Mister because he's sat in the dog bed in the corner of the room laughing.
I'm gonna take a picture.
Jamie's actually working here. He's actually fiddling with buttons and stuff. I don't think he's actually doing anything. In fact, that's not even plugged in.
Them headphones aren't plugged in.
That's Fisher Price. That's not gonna work.
It's like on the Waterboy. You know when Henry Winkler stood there on the phone and it's not plugged in. He's just doing a pair of stilettos and a feather boa. Mate, we've all got that lockdown.
You know, I had a friend that I did the boat race training with, and he was in the Navy, and he always talked about ways of getting around looking like actually doing work. He'd figured out two things, and there was a point in his naval career where it changed. The first solution was to always carry a bucket.
Okay.
Because you always look like you're doing something on a boat.
That's true.
If you're carrying a bucket, which I always thought was a great idea. Then there was a point where he got promoted, so he could no longer carry a bucket.
Oh, shit.
So he crossed over to a clipboard.
Nice.
And just walk with purpose. And he said he covered miles on that boat on a day just walking with a bucket or a clipboard.
Mate, that crosses over, because when I was at Egg, you used to get these books, and they were by the stationery company. You'll know it. It's very bad. It's called Banner. It was like, if
Dr. Banner,
exactly.
Altered by Gamma Ray.
If there was like levels of like Rolls Royce stationery, we were in like the Fiesta 1.1 popular shitty X-Reg Cat D write-off bollocks car.
What is Wad doing?
He's unwrapping a wrap and he doesn't even know that we're fucking what. All right there, Wad. Hungry?
How's that falafel wrap?
Why wait?
Wrapped in 3 miles of tin foil.
I just saw the Shreddies monster just come and bang on his belly.
Like in the background, the viewers can hear feedback, like this little rustling.
And they're going to blame us because we couldn't use lapel mics. But now we are talking into these properly. Look how I'm moving with that.
Look how good we are.
So, with these banner books, people used to just march around with these books. They did fuck all. Half of them didn't even work there. And if you didn't have that, you could upgrade to look like a manager by holding a posh coffee.
That's a good idea.
How fucking wanks that.
That's not a posh coffee. That's posh tea.
They had their
product
own Starbucks.
Placement right there, look. Look at that. Nice, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not bad.
Camping mugs. Right, you can bang them together to scare away bears as well. Really useful.
And you can, there's a lot of things you can do with them, but I'm not allowed to say.
When we went to see Joe Rogan, we gave him one of these, among a few other bits. And the first thing he said is, oh, that's awesome, I'll take it hunting with me. And immediately I thought to myself, they make way too much noise for hunting.
Could you imagine?
You're trying to ninja through the forest and shoot a deer in the side of the head.
With a bow and arrow.
Like, and all the deer can hear in the background is, ding, 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 this fucking thing jingling against a carabiner on the back. And he gets the fucking ears up. And Bambi's mother lives for another day, you know?
Well, that, I feel like we've done a good thing there.
maybe. Maybe we should have tied a bell to him.
If maybe they're overpopulated now. Yeah, every bit of his clothing has got bells on it and stuff like that. And now deers are just taking over LA.
It's our thing. It's the full reptile thing. We put bells on things.
Yeah. Why have I got
inspired
bells
by Morris dancing.
Yeah, no reason. Fucking hell, just ran his wrist. What are these? They're cool. All the cool kids are around. You'll fucking love them.
Shag bands.
Oh.
If you don't wear them, you're a virgin.
Did you have shag bands? Did you have shag bands? You're a lot younger than us. If you don't wear them, you're a virgin. Or if you snap them.
Snap them. Yeah.
Don't snap them. Because can you remember when fucking old Bertha used to come up and she was like, let me snap your band. Let me touch my band. You can have it. I don't snap it.
Yeah, yeah.
I can remember once, this shag bands, by the way, are just a piece. It was like a gasket. It was basically just a gasket. It was like a piece of rubber.
Multicoloured ones, different coloured. Or clear. That was a special one.
One of the scariest times ever happened to me was I put one in my mouth and it perfectly fit around my gum line and I couldn't get it out. Right? No shit. So I went downstairs and I was like, Mom! Mom! I got a shag band in my face. And she was like, oh, what? I said, I got a shag band in my face. And she's like, what are you trying to say? And I took it out and she hit me so fucking hard because I used the word shag for the first point and I didn't know where this band had been and I'd had it in my mouth. So yeah. It's one of them times when my ears went really hot because I got really worried. That I was like, oh, this is the end. This is it. This I'm going to die. Do,
do, do. He's just stuck in here.
It's like, you know, if you ever try and roll a crisp round in your mouth or something, you get stuck. Do you know what I mean? Or if you get a zip. Have you ever tried to pull a zip with your tooth and you get the zip in your tooth and then now it won't come out? You're like, oh. Oh, fuck. That's it. I'm going to be like this forever. With like a bum bag hanging out your face. Do you know what I mean? I have a lot of life-changing moments just when I think I'm going to die of ridiculous things. You know what I mean, don't you? No. You never had a shag band in your fucking gum line? No. I'm going to find a gasket out of the shed, bring it down, be off an old Dyson or something.
Oh, I'm out. I'm done. That's the end of the podcast.
Finished.
Finished. Whew, I can't breathe.
Take a deep breath. Yeah. I've only got one lung. I completely fucked it.
Oh, talking of one lungs, I was laughing at Felder the other day.
Talking of one lungs.
I sent him this clip. When I'm researching, I see all kinds of funny shit. People doing stupid stuff outside of the octagon, like hiding behind a clipboard because somebody's bleeding. That's a good one.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I didn't tell her. I meant to tell her the weekend. Anyway, what was I going to say?
Talking to Paul Felder.
That was
the
it.
The one long Irish
that
dragon.
That was it. Talking to Paul Felder. It was something he said in commentary. Now, the thing, and I have to say this in my defense, because I always say stupid shit.
Yeah.
Constantly. It's a part of the fun of having me commentating, because you never know what I'm going to say. I call Bobby Green Bobby Brown at the weekend. Just one time, and I immediately looked at Karen Bryant and I was like, that was wrong, wasn't it?
You have to say one time. One time. You can't say Bobby Brown. Fucking hell, Bobby Brown.
So anyway, well, my defense for that is that it was really late in Brazil. It was really late in Brazil.
Okay.
So by the time the fights had finished, and it was a long night of fights, they weren't the most stimulating of fights, you could say.
No,
Charles
not for
Oliveira
the Brazilians,
was amazing. Hey. Charles Oliveira was
man
amazing, and we'll get into the fights in a minute.
Yeah, okay.
I've lost my train of thought again.
Okay, so here we go. Stick with me.
Paul Felder. Yeah, I have literally just got home from
Bobby Brown.
Bobby.
Oh no, that not was, the one no, off of Stranger
no, no, no.
Things.
No, that was a
the
tangent.
Dude.
I'm cramping with my cheeks now. No, cheeps. That was a tangent. Cheeks.
These are my chips. Okay, so you were saying about Felder,
mm-hmm.
Then you were saying about saying stupid shit.
Yeah. Yes. There that we was go. It. I'm going to put my tea down.
You're welcome.
Before I forget.
You're welcome.
I am so tired. I'm asleep for 14 hours tonight. I know it.
It's all good.
Anyway.
There's no tape in the thing.
Paul Felder.
Paul Felder.
So when we're commentating, we're on air for eight hours sometimes.
Yeah.
Like 7-8 hours. It's a long time. Imagine talking for that long, constantly. Like, you're bound to say something stupid.
Yes.
Constantly. Yeah. And I do constantly.
Yeah.
The other problem is that when you start the prelims, like the first few fights, you're like, you're fresh and you're ready. And you're like, yep, main event's going to be awesome. Co-main event, looking forward to that. The main card, awesome. Some of these fights in the prelims, really looking forward to these. You get through a couple of three fights and then your energy drops a little bit.
Yeah.
By the time the main event comes around, that's when you've already exhausted most of your good energy.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a game you've got to like kind of manage. It's like the skill of eating beans on toast and not running out of one before the other. You know what I mean? Like, you've got to steadily manage both quantities.
I feel the same. You know how some of these freaky fucks...
It's like commentating. It's exactly the same. Beans on toast.
Some people do that thing where it's like they'll eat all of one thing and then all of another. Who the fuck? Don't you That's even madness. Talk to me about eating? Fuck off. You know, this psychopath sent me yesterday, this morning, a picture of a Kit Kat chomped.
No.
After last week. What's wrong with you, man? Are you fucking serious? What? I can remember.
After the week he's had.
Yeah. After
that's
my week.
That's inconsiderate.
Mate, the amount of people after the biscuit discussion we had last week. The amount of tweets I got. Someone sent me a picture of a four-finger Kit Kat with a munch out of the middle. I was like, who the fuck's made that? It gave me rage. Instant rage. But it's like, I can remember we used to get a full English at... When I was working
a
at
full
egg.
English,
yeah, bacon, just, egg, sausage, beans, just a traditional.
You don't need
full
to tell
English
me. I
breakfast.
Know. I'm just
yeah.
I'm worldwide rumor.
Why? So, I can remember I'd eat my breakfast, and I would always have a bit of bacon, bit of sausage, bit of egg, mop around to get the beans or whatever, and I would eat that together so that it finishes at the same time. But there was a woman that used to sit there and she questioned me. Bear in mind, I worked with this fucking maniac bitch for about 6 years. So she's like, you like doing that, don't you? You save your sausage till the end. And I'm like, what? She's like, you save all a little bit to the end, don't you? Just have a little bite of each bit. And I'm like, yes. Why are you watching me eating my fucking breakfast? And I watched her one day and she was like a weird squirrel lady. And she literally, she had the same thing, but she'd go, all bacon, all sausage, all beans. And I'm like, you fucking mad weirdo. Proper weird shit.
I used to work with a guy that he would never have anything, any moisture in the meal he would have separate. So if he had cornflakes, he would have the milk on the side and the cornflakes dry. And he would do a mouthful of the cornflakes and a drink of the milk. And he would do the same thing with like anything that had sauce, he would always keep it separate.
See, I blame the parents. My mum... My mum would never, ever, 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 ever have allowed that to go down. You know, if I'd gone, oh, mum, can you make sure that nothing moist touches anything else? She would have beat the shit. Yes. It'd be like I work so fucking... Like, all right, Jeff, I've heard that story. My bad. Put it on the plate. I'll fucking eat it. Fucking hell. Yeah, I just wouldn't have been allowed. I wouldn't have been allowed to be picky.
No.
Not a fucking chance.
The food was good at the hotel in Brazil.
Really? What did you have?
All kinds of stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good. And I've noticed my weight, it like fluctuates by about 3 pounds depending on what country I'm in and how the food is. I either live on protein bars that I've taken with me for the week.
Okay.
Or I eat everything on the room service menu at least once.
Oh, nice.
Like this. And Brazil has awesome food.
Yeah, I can
really
believe
good.
It.
So I was eating, I've eaten way too much this week.
Well, I'm addicted to those videos on Instagram and stuff. You know, the tasty videos where basically someone, it's like fast forwarded showing you how to make chicken tacos and how to make your own chicken kebab or fucking loads of shit. And I'll stand there and then I'll go and make it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if I've eaten, but they'll be like, all you need is chicken thighs. I'm like, oh, I've got that. Some white flour, fucking flour. And then it comes up with something random at the end, like rice wine. I'm like, where the fuck? It's only ever Sainsbury's. And I'll go in there and Sainsbury's is like, yeah, just call it £7. I'm like, fuck you. I'll put vinegar in. You can suck my dick. I'm not paying fucking £7 for rice. Why don't you use it once? Not a fucking chance.
Yeah, but once it's in the cupboard,
nah,
it's there.
Fuck them. Because I might not like it. I'm not
how
taking
you not
that
like
chance.
It?
I don't know.
Rice and wine, isn't it?
Well, they were trying to tell me how to make
made out of rice.
Coleslaw. I don't know how to make coleslaw. Fucking tarting it up with rice wine. Fuck you. So, yeah, I've been eating not bad.
So what did you replace it with then? Apple cider vinegar?
Yep.
I knew that was
hive funny. Brain.
It's been the theme of the day.
A bit of sugar.
Wad's been eating too much spinach, you know.
Have you? He's been helping you poop?
No.
Kidney stones, Mr. Tribbiani. Every time anyone ever says kidney stones. Can you remember on Friends, where Phoebe's in hospital, and Joey gets sympathy pains? No, Mr. Tribbiani, kidney stones.
No.
Yeah, Joey gets kidney stones.
No. I've been watching that that Netflix greatest events of World War II in colour.
Oh,
it's amazing.
I love some of that shit.
It's amazing.
Especially
between that and Dan Carlin, I'm like tuned into the history now.
Mate,
I feel like I've consumed a decent amount.
We watched They Shall Never Grow Old, the World War I thing that Peter Jackson did, and they colorized.
I don't know.
You know when they got
no,
all the footage.
No, I like recolorized.
Recolorized.
That's word of the day.
It was freaky as fuck, and obviously this is all real footage.
That's the definition. Freaky as fuck.
Freaky as fuck, yo. But the thing is, because I've been listening to Dan Carlin and watching World War II and all the different ones in color, the amount of shit that I knew that I'd educated myself. You couldn't educate me for shit at school. I wasn't, sitting still for long enough. But because obviously now there's a lot more interesting ways of learning mm-hmm. stuff. For example, Dan Carlin and Joe Rogan and shit like that.
And Full Reptile
Radio. Oh, Full Reptile. Yeah, you're going to learn loads of shit about how to drink a fucking cup of tea through a penguin. It's called an orgasm.
Shag band stuck in your
shag
face.
Shag band in your gums. Yep. Don't do that. It's terrifying. I'm saying it.
Can you
like
imagine where they are now? Like, remember how many people had? So I do this sometimes. Like, I think, like...
There's a landfill of flashing
yo-yos. Dude, it's not even a landfill. There's fucking... There's seahorses being strangled with them. There's turtles with them around
maybe
the
it's
flippers.
A currency in the sea. Maybe gangsters imagine? Are just fucking gangster turtles are like paying mad bitches with shag bands.
Yeah, you reckon?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Like octopus trading them to like add yeah. a bit of swagger.
Yeah, well, like Ultimate Warrior having them strapped around their head. Can you remember? Ultimate Warrior had them things around his arms. Maybe what killed him. Yeah. What? Yeah, yeah.
Like a Thai boxer. Yeah. Yeah. I can see this Thai boxing like octopus.
That. Just cut.
Thai boxtopus.
Yeah. Dude. Thai boxtopus. That's a t-shirt. That's a t-shirt, man. Fucking Thai boxtopus. Fuck you, what?
That's good, I like
I'm going to wake up from this dream and be like, ah, oh. I'll ring you. And
write
say,
it down quick. Write it down when
I
you
will.
Wake up.
Thai we boxtopus. Got
a pen. There's never a pen when you need to write something
it's
down.
It's going to be on the podcast, isn't it? We don't listen to this. We don't listen to this.
Someone does. Someone tweet it at, as a reminder.
Remind
about
me Thai of boxtopus. Thai boxtopus. And if you've got a shag band, get it on eBay, man. Someone can draw a shag band.
We should have a competition. We should have a competition. We could do a competition.
Competition time. Can we have a gallery?
None. You can see none of this is planned.
Oh, man, we can have a gallery.
That light's not working. Do we know that?
Does that we matter? Need that light work. It's only the back of my head, isn't it?
Are we recording? I don't trust these fuckers to press buttons. Is that sounding all right? Are you sure? That's twisted to fuck. Is that going to be working? Can you hear anything through those headphones? Is it perfect? I don't know.
We're going to get cancelled, aren't we?
We are.
By ourselves. We run this shit.
YouTube are going to switch us off.
Thai boxtopus is the greatest thing I've ever heard. It was worth the journey.
That's what happens when I don't get any sleep for 36 hours or whatever it was. There's this weirdo on the plane. I nearly had to take him out. Nearly had to take him out.
Oh,
and I'm being serious here, and this is a warning to everybody, and a shout out to anybody on a plane as well, because I immediately put a bunch of people that I know in that place, and it made me very angry. And I always thought to myself, somebody else would need to step up if I wasn't there. Anyway,
and I've seen this. I've seen Red Dan when at the church, so we're very close, and I love him like a brother.
Out of nowhere, just
but all of a sudden, this hawk—it's like something off of Jurassic Park. It's like, and it was just. You sort of have to go, oh, fuck. I've got to stop him from committing murder. There's not a lot of me. So I'm glad that you didn't murder anyone, but carry on.
I wasn't going to murder him. I was just prepared because... So there was this rather beautiful girl that got on the plane next to me and was across the aisle. And she, as she was sitting down and, like, putting all the stuff together, like, this guy came on the plane and he was an older guy, kind of out of shape, but you could tell he'd spent a lot of money on what he was wearing. Like he was traveling in like a Gucci t-shirt.
Justified bling.
Right. And I could just tell by looking at him, he had a very skewed perspective of himself and his place in the world.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And as he walked past this girl, he immediately like stepped into her personal space, said something, I don't know what, because I had my burial plane.
Bono de dente? Fuck off.
So it was, yeah. So immediately I read the body language. I'm like, that guy's a weirdo. I must keep an eye on him. Then a couple hours into the flight, what's already laughing? I've already told him this story. A couple hours into the flight, I've calmed down the second time around. I was angry the first time, wasn't I?
Yeah, I got a bit of rage in the kitchen, but I'm still...
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm getting angry again now, thinking about it.
Good.
Right?
Yeah.
Just put him under his blanket. They won't even notice.
Just go sleep. Take his Gucci t-shirt off and strangle him with it. This isn't your fucking size.
No, just turn it inside out. That's all I'd do.
Or look in the back, just it says Fruit of the Loom. Well, you know, if you're wearing a schmedium.
It was.
Tartan his bay window.
It was tight.
Nothing on the tap.
He had a big bay window.
Of course
as well.
He did. Of course he did. In a Fruit of the
Proper
Loom.
Proper wanker.
Fucking Fucci. Take it off, you fucking scumbag. Jesus.
So we're a couple of 3 hours into the flight now.
Yeah.
And this girl's asleep. She's covered up on a blanket. And this guy's gone to the toilet and he's coming back and he puts his hand on her shoulder and wakes her up. And like she turns and looks at him and like was immediately like fucking freaked out by it and like pulled a blanket back over her. So the first time it happened when he was getting on the plane, I thought to myself, maybe they're like know each other from work and he's just a bit of a weirdo and she just kind of has to keep him at a distance. But that second time around, I'm like, definitely not. So I did the sensible thing. I went and told the stewardess.
Okay.
As you do. Well, yeah. Steward and stewardess, they were both there, and I had to very clearly say it because my Spanish is zero. I need to learn a language, dude.
Yeah.
Really, I do.
I need to learn English because people struggle. They struggle with some of the stuff I say, so.
Maybe, is there a way of putting subtitles on this in Spanish or Portuguese?
Sí.
And then I could listen to it back and...
See
that's
that?
It. Now we've got to put English subtitles on it. Don't speak any other languages.
No.
We haven't got the budget to be subtitling stuff.
Anyway. We haven't got the budget. Slim's just fucking crying.
We're gonna have to sell your hat. We'll put it on eBay. Yeah, but the problem is then that there's like 6 hours left in the flight and I cannot sleep now. Because I'm like switched on. I'm ready. Because I'm expecting him to do it again.
Oh mate. On high alert.
On yeah. Like 70%. You know
did
what
you
mean?
Go a bit like dental?
I'm not sure what that is.
You know,
Foxy Lady.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. We're watching Wayne's World tonight, Wad. That's what's happening.
There you go.
We're going to watch Wayne's World.
So did you go a bit like Kevin McAllister on Home Alone and start setting traps? Put a load of micro machines in front of a
tie
bed.
My shoelaces across the aisle. Just be ready. Pull it tight.
For this stereotypical
and then get bored
shape.
Because he's not coming and then be tempted to get other people with it. It's like...
Or just go up and strangle him with your shoelaces.
She got cookies. Sorry, are you all right? Oh, cookies.
He deserved a kick in.
He did, and I didn't get a chance to.
Oh man!
So that's why you guys had to be sitting waiting for an hour while I had to go and get a good workout on the bike.
Sometimes, but that's good. But that's your space, and that's good because we leave you to it. Because I like to see it in the cage. I don't like to see it behind closed doors. It's private.
So what about the fights then? Which ones have you watched?
I watched most of them.
Let's talk about the good ones, because there were some ones that were quite slow.
Go on. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start
Charles
on the main?
Charles Oliveira was awesome.
Charles Oliveira? Yo. Do you think he looks like a GCSE art project? Where someone's learning to draw skulls. His bone structure is fucking bonkers.
It is.
It's like he's a geometric skull.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, he's the fucking man. And he absolutely smoked Flash Gordon. That was a thing I needed to bring up with you as well.
Slap the socks.
I love your socks. Mine are Big Popper this week. So we'll cover them.
Give me the loot. Am I still in shot? Have I sat out of shot? Am I all good? Is this still recording?
We're not sure.
Talk to that microphone. Is it still recording?
I have spoken to this a shit ton this time.
You have. You've done a good job.
Yeah, so I've hit my quota. But nicknames that fit.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth it?
Go on then. Who has a nickname that doesn't fit?
Well, your nickname, you can give us the origin if you want, whenever you want. But there's a lot of people that have got a nickname for a specific reason. If your surname is Gordon, do you have to have Flash as your fucking nickname? Because
I guess it fits.
Exactly.
It was a Flash knockdown.
Yeah. It's the same as Ryan Bader.
Darth.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
There's nothing dark side about him.
No. And even like Darth Bader, it's like a person that calls a lightsaber a lifesaver. Do you know what I mean? It's like a kid with a lisp. Mummy, can I have Darth Vader for Christmas? What? You mean Darth Vader? Yes, that's what I said, Darth Vader. Fuck off. He's not legit. It's a fucking co-op toy. Fuck off. Do you know what I mean? So if it's too easy and
like a bootleg Star Wars figure.
Exactly. Yeah. Like Robot Cop.
Yeah. Robot Cop. Dude, you know the first time I went to China, which really was like nearly 20 years ago now.
Yes. Because we're old as fuck.
Old as fuck. And it was 10 years ago since I fought Mike Swick. And someone put on my Instagram, you guys should have a rematch. he's a light heavyweight now. Have you seen the size of him?
Well, he's chilling
and
in Thailand.
And he's always sweaty. He seems to be working out constantly. Every single photo he put, I mean, I know he's in Thailand.
He's
no,
always sweating.
He is. Every single photo, that he's like fucking glistening. I mean, to be honest, he's in fucking great nick. He's,
and he's
in great
Thailand.
Yeah,
so
fair play. Living on the beach.
Yeah.
I'd have abs if I lived on a beach, but I don't. I live in a village, so I don't have abs.
No, we've got a co-op.
We've got a co-op. Yeah, where you can get tortellini and digestives.
You can.
Got a digestive stuck in my face. Talking about getting stuff stuck in your face. You can't put a whole digestive in your mouth.
I can. I get my whole fist in my mouth. Don't think I can't, because I can. Because we've been there before.
Is that because you got a big mouth or let on?
It's a fucking big old mouth, mate. It is a big old mouth. Yeah, it's got me in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. But it's never got any watches stuck though. You're not going that far.
No. I've not got a big enough watch.
You have to take it off and show me something.
No,
right.
I wouldn't do that. But even though my mouth is this big, if I was called Owen Big Mouth Oxley, it would be a thought about nickname.
I see. That was nice.
See how he did that?
That was good. I like how you brought that around.
Or like the one nickname that I would have that would be just because it fits, to be in the same shit realm of Darth Vader, would be Robin of. Do you know what I mean?
Brilliant, yeah.
That would be wank. In the red corner, Owen, Robin of Oxley. That was mildly tickling. Fuck off. No, that's wanking. Don't you just think, like, there's got to be certain rules.
All right, so can you do a yes and no? Can you go yes, that one, no, that one? Like, yes, that fits, no, that doesn't?
I don't know, just...
Quick fire? I would fire some out at you.
Yeah, go on.
Rush.
I like Rush.
As a fighter, or is the nickname fitting?
Well, it's obscure enough that it's... Because he used to do that little thing where he used to dart across the cage, didn't he? A bit like
he
Sonic.
He did. But then does that count? Because that's outside of the... Like, the nicknames associated with things outside of the cage count as nicknames? Like, what's his name? Wesley Correa?
Cabbage.
Cabbage. Is that because he likes cabbage?
I don't know.
Is that because he looks like a Cabbage Patch Kid?
Maybe. I don't know if it was always like, it just meant something somewhere else, because it's like, Junior de Santos means gypsy, doesn't it?
It does.
Because he used to have long hair.
Yeah.
But like, once he'd got rid of his long hair, he's still Cigano, isn't he?
Mm. Is he less of a gypsy than now he doesn't have any hair? Have gypsies all got hair?
I don't know. That's a dark, dangerous path we're going down. I'll take you straight off that.
Is it?
Because we're going to get firebombed.
Is it? I don't get it. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing is, it just frustrates me because you're on a big stage. You're the man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be called Flash Gordon. I don't think you need to be called Flash.
So what's a fitting nickname then?
Sleep.
So for
Jared Gordon.
Not for him. Oh. Just generally. Like a fighter that's got a fitting nickname.
I don't know, like BJ Penn.
The Prodigy.
Perfect.
Right.
At the time.
That makes
now,
sense.
Now, it's Jailbird, but at the time...
No, he's... Did you see that he's supposed to be fighting bare knuckle on against...
Diego.
Diego. Is that real? Hopefully that's not real.
Why not?
I don't want that to be real.
Of course not. That's terrifying, isn't it, really?
That's not... I don't want to see that.
No. Because the problem is, the thing that the UFC has always held so close to him is there's never been any deaths in MMA. And then, obviously, now they can put that to... There's been no deaths in the UFC. I know there's been the other odd ones here and there, which is dangerous or whatever. But the problem is, now they're filtering out, and, like, some crazy maniac who's got a shit ton of money is like, do you want to come and fight for me, Doc? In my cage? You're like, can do. It's called bare knuckle. You'll love it. It's like, fucking hell. This is where there's going to be some deaths and some crazy shit.
It's less about that, more about the fact that they're all still fighting like they've got gloves on. Like, yeah. Like no one's adapted their style to fight bare knuckle yet. And yeah. I'm not saying that... I'm not against it necessarily, I'll be honest. Because I just feel like people should be left to do what they want to do. If they want to do it, then fine. If someone wants to watch it, someone wants to pay for it, fine. I don't feel like there should be any judgment, because I felt so much judgment when I was fighting MMA. Like, I had so many debates. Like, when I was fighting for the title, most of the conversations I had with the media were not about the fight. Like, I'm kind of like, I go to media day now, and the media are educated, they've got good questions, do you know what I mean? I was answering questions about what are the rules,
mate.
Like, really?
Winds me off the clock.
What are the rules? What about my opponent? What about, you know?
Yeah. What about my fights to get to this point?
Yeah.
Do you know what my nickname is? Nothing.
Nothing. Like, is my nickname fitting?
Yeah. I think your nickname is Finn.
You think?
Yeah. From where you're from. It works, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, that's a good connection.
Yeah. See how we keep bringing this back on track.
So what about the fights then? Charles Oliveira.
Looked insane.
Really good.
And the
looks a bit like a GCSE. No, he didn't.
He does look a lot like a GCSE art project. He scares me. But the thing is, he looked really good.
Skills though.
Yeah.
Two fights by stoppage now, by punches.
Yes.
And that's a 6-fight win streak?
He's on the way, isn't he?
Yeah. Like all of a sudden, and I don't know why I'd not really thought about this before, but all of a sudden I'm thinking he is a good matchup for Khabib. He's a fun matchup.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to see him fight, I would say, one or two more people. There's a couple of really interesting matchups ahead of him. Or one matchup that's someone that's behind him in the rankings that I still think would be an interesting one is Islam Makhachev.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to see someone test him because he is so good as well. I love watching him fight.
If they had that fight, then I think that would definitely justify the Khabib.
Exactly.
Purely because you can see... Like, I always remember that... Obviously, he got beat by Jim Miller, which I see Jim Miller as a super strong wrestler, but that was so many years ago. Yeah. I don't know if
Felder
beat
him as well, didn't he?
Yeah. Because
he called out Felder the weekend.
Felder's a
Felder and, Felder's huge. I think he's
a big old dragon.
He's massive, yeah. And I rolled with him the other week. He is strong.
Really?
Like, everything about him. He's built like Popeye.
Yes.
Like, forearms and calf muscles. He's very, very strong. And he's got a great ground game as well. Strangely. Really, really good.
I was in...
Well, that sounded good.
Yeah. I thought about Paul Felder the other day in my dreams. No,
I was talking about you clearing your face.
All right.
We'll enhance that bit.
Yeah, we'll do
It'll
that.
It'll sound
Why
like
not?
Someone flushing the toilet.
What's that mean? Stace tricked me. There's a shop that opened on Friday and it's called The Range and it's full of shit you don't need. It's full of... Like, literally everything in the world you don't ever need, it's there. And we dropped the kids off, and we had to nip round, because obviously it's getting close to Christmas, so she's sorting out presents and whatnot, and I had to go to the post office. So she's like, oh, we're just nipping here. I've never been in a more busy place in my entire fucking life of derps that we've fucking stood there, and they're all fucking special. And you walk around, they're like, you couldn't park, you couldn't get in. And I turned to Stacey, I was like, why is this so fucking busy? She went, oh, it opened today. And I was like, fucking what? She kept that from me. And while I was in there, there's about 77,000 Christmas ornaments, obviously. And one of them was a pink donut, which I thought that Felder would love because... He is all about donuts because his phone case is a donut.
It is.
Because his little girl's well into donuts.
There we go.
So I'll buy it for him and I'll send it over.
Perfect.
And he'll be like, who the fuck are you?
I think I'll be seeing him in Korea.
I'll send it with
South
you.
Korea, yeah. Yeah. Wicked. Yeah. We'll get that.
We'll get him a full reptile pink donut.
We'll have to put a warning on the top of the box so that it's not edible.
Imagine.
The first thing he'll do is take a bite out of it.
Oh, shit.
He seems to do that with everything around him when he's not in training camp. Like, that's honestly, and it just turns to, I don't know how he does it,
just straight in.
It's just lean muscle
straight away. Yeah. I just will it so,
yeah.
So like a centurion.
Yeah, crazy. It's
very annoying. Like on the card,
Randy Brown looked very good, and his walkout music was wicked.
Yeah, bum bum.
Yeah, Sister Nancy,
mate, he brilliant. Fucking smashed that. I did like the fact that they said that he's from Jamaica, and then. Halfway through the first round, they were like, I'm sorry, he wasn't born in Jamaica. He was born in Wisconsin and moved to Jamaica. And it's like...
Is that what they said?
Yeah. You made a mistake. Don't worry about it. You don't have to come back and like... It's not like you said something really offensive.
See, I was standing up on a deck on the ESPN desk, so I didn't have commentary.
I had full Bisping in my ears.
full Bisping?
I went full Bisping, yeah. Did you? And to be fair...
Go full Bisping.
No, with the full fever dreams I've been having for the last few days and a bit of Bisping, talking about... It looked like he's been on having 6 pints of Stella.
Did he? Is that what he said?
Well, yeah.
That's what he said.
Brilliant. Yeah, brilliant. You can't.
People love him. People love him. I always see good comments on Bisping for commentary.
Right.
I think people find his humour quite entertaining as well.
Yeah, I think because they don't. It's not a normal thing because it's one of them where for me, it always makes me feel better about my job here because. I think if I had to apply for this job, I'd have fucked it. Luckily, I got this job. and I can justify it since. Because as much as we do this every week, I do other stuff as well. I do some important stuff, and I'm responsible for certain bits. But I'm very grateful of my job, because people have started sending CVs in.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm quite concerned, because at first I was like, that's fucking sweet. And then I started thinking, are you after my fucking job? Because there are way more qualified people than me to either sit here or probably do all the other bits that I do. Yeah. And it got me when I was watching the fights and I saw Bisping just being himself and kind of not giving a fuck, that I was like, no, let's do it the Bisping way. Fuck him. We don't have to have GCSEs.
You just do you, Alan.
Yeah, So
qualified by life.
That's it, exactly. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about was, if you had to write a CV now,
mm-hmm.
and you had to put certain skills on there,
yep.
what would be one of your top skills? I've got a couple that are already banked.
I want to hear yours first.
But I'll let you go. No, I'll let you go.
Oh.
Do you want me to give you one?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. One of the skills that I hold very close to me is, no matter what TV I use, if it's in a hotel and I've only been there an hour, I can normally work my way around the remote in pitch blackness. So in the dark, I can change the channel, I can turn it up and down, I can change the source, I can remember that remote, I can have that shit locked down almost instantly.
That's pretty impressive.
It sounds like it's not,
well,
but it's kind of important.
I mean, but you've that's your one remote control, right?
No, any remote. So like, it doesn't matter where I go.
So like photographic memory. So you could you could look at that and go, take a photo,
yeah,
and you're good to go. We can turn the lights off.
Because they've got little nubbins in as well. So like on certain buttons, there's like a little nubbin. It's like a nipple for a button, and you can feel it, and it's a key button. So like, you know, from there you go, two up is that, two down is that. It's all stupid, but if you've got a wife of 21 years that's sleeping next to you and you're going to wake her up, you need to learn how to get that fucking telly right down. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, there is. Look at that. How have I not noticed that before?
See?
Not real. You know what it is? This was the way I was going to challenge it.
Okay.
Because I stay in a lot of hotels.
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, I generally don't pick up the remote control in a hotel. I don't put the TV on. But, mystery in the background. You took your fucking PlayStation to New York. Oh, yeah. Well, no, don't turn the TV on. Unless you've got your PlayStation with you.
In a hotel, they say that that's the one place where they find most semen.
I put it there.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
He takes a black light.
What's
with
in
him.
Your news feed on a daily?
He takes a black light with him. And then if it's not, he's like, ah! He just fucking covers it.
Yeah, if you have one of those lights and take it into the hotel, you look at the remote.
Is that right? Yeah. Yeah. Because he
I don't hold it in my mouth.
Because he.
This tastes like cum. Do you know what I mean? I don't do that. I'm just saying. This has gone way off track. I was trying to big up one of my fucking skills. Forget it. So I can change it.
So would you be able to find your way around a cum-covered remote control?
What stage of dryness? Are we talking crusty?
Completely
dust?
Dry.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be fucked. You'd have no chance at all. I didn't realise there were nubbins on this.
Yeah.
Honestly. That's a good thing though, right? That shows you how little I handle my remote control.
There you go.
And how clean it is.
So what's your skill?
Oh, I'm feeling bad about myself now. What is my skill?
Do you need to ring your mum?
See, I might need to. What would be on my, what is on my, I don't know. I'm wicked at packing a shopping bag.
I have seen that.
And a suitcase.
Yes, I have seen
that.
I am
good at packing.
I would say you're level 10 at Tetris.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. We went to the shop the other day and we took one bag and we were marching there. He was like, I feel we should have bought another bag. Fucking hell. And you can see this all working through his brain. And the next minute we get to the till. But then the frown and the clouds, it was like almost something off Winnie the Pooh, where the clouds sort of subsided, and then you could just see him happy again because he'd fit it all in absolutely perfect. And I was like, That is an OCD motherfucker. Don't get on the wrong side of it. And don't eat Doritos with your mouth open in his kitchen.
No, you can. It's just when you throw them from a foot away and try and get them in your mouth.
And forget to
catch
them.
And they end up under my fucking feet.
What a dick.
That's the only problem.
Yeah.
You know? Because they're the hot and spicy ones and they burn.
Oh, they're tasty as fuck.
Not off the bottom of your feet, they're not.
I don't know.
Well.
Better than eating a remote. If you get them, if you ever get them Doritos, this is for you out there. Doritos.
For you in particular.
Yeah.
You know talking, I'm talking to you. We were going to have a competition and we didn't do it, did we? Go on, keep going. I've just thought of the people out there.
Yeah, well, you forgot they were there for a while.
We were talking
about CVs and bullshit. No, I was going to say, you get Doritos, mozzarella, ham, Doritos, mozzarella, ham, microwave it. Fucking hell. Sex in a plate. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's good shit. Yeah. One of the skills I was going to say before we move on from that was I can take both my socks off with my feet and ball them up so it looks like they've been washed.
No.
I can. Yeah.
We're going to film this at some point. We're going to film that.
Well, I've got my thick stance ones on, so I don't know if it's going to work.
Oh, making excuses now, yeah.
Look how fucking long they are.
It's a particular type of sock.
All right. I'll fuck the pair, yeah? You fucking wanks.
We're going to be here for 20 minutes.
Do I still need to talk into the microphone for this?
Of course you do. Oh, there's one. He's got one sock off. Oh, he's got another sock off.
Hey.
No. That's halfway
there.
It's
not bald. Sorry, but look, there they are. Yeah. They were bald a little bit. They're very thick socks. But, all right, my skills
bring
lost.
Bring your socks tomorrow and we'll film it.
I'm going to bring my proper socks.
It'll be a special on the show.
Yeah.
We'll do a pay-per-view. You can only see it by pay-per-view. Owen balling his socks up with his feet.
I reckon people would pay for that.
Probably weirdos out there would.
Three of them.
I was talking to Laura Sanko about this. We've got to get her on a podcast at some point. She's got some weird stories about people and feet.
Really?
Yeah.
What, wanting to touch
and female fighters as well and feet. Like, there's
really?
I can't remember who it was I was talking to. There's one female fighter. She was talking about as soon as she was on The Ultimate Fighter, she was getting so many messages from people asking for photos of her feet. And asking what shoe size she is and if they can send her shoes. And if they send her shoes, will she take a photo of her feet in them? Weirdos.
Why don't I get that?
Mystery's angry in the corner, look. Sitting in the dog bed, fucking...
Yeah. Is that because they haven't answered him?
I think there's someone at the
He's
door.
He's desperate to send him
I
some
think
shoes.
Someone at the door.
Mate, I'd love people to send me shoes.
Yeah?
Fuck,
would you take a photo of your feet in them and send them back?
How much am I getting?
You're not getting anything. You just get shoes.
Yeah, fuck it, too, right?
It depends what shoes they are, though.
How about
right?
that? Could you fucking have it, dude?
Yeah, stilettos.
Well, yeah, fuck it, why not? Whatever gets your fucking rocks off. Not everyone's as fortunate as me. I consider myself very lucky sat in this position. If you're going to send me a pair of fucking Jesus creepers, I'll put them on for you. Fucking snap a pic. Off they go.
There we go.
Yeah. It's not a big deal, is it, shoes? Can't you remember Noddy Older? Someone said that Noddy Older offered him something like 50 quid at the time to shit on a coffee table while they're underneath it. That's fucking weird. That's weird. If you're lying under a glass coffee table paying Noddy Older to shit on the top of it, that if you compare that to saying, will you take a picture of yourself in these shoes? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I know. Now you've compared it with that, it does seem less fucked up.
We'll just have to ask Laura
Sanko. Not a lot, though. Yeah, I think she would find that more messed up in the head.
Yeah.
But even so, it doesn't make the other thing any less weird, I don't think.
No, I think everyone's just accessible nowadays, aren't they?
They are.
Someone's tracked you down and sent you some shit through.
Yeah.
Just by guessing.
I know. They must have sent something to everybody on the road.
Yeah. Everyone's like, what?
He lives in Leicester.
Who's the outlaw? He's walking past with one.
None of those worked. He must live in Leicestershire. Well, that's another 2 million people. I've got a week off school.
Yeah, I'm going to photocopy these Topps trading cards and send him a silver Sharpie.
Yeah, right.
Some people go to a lot of effort.
Shot in the dark as well. I mean, like for every one that finds its way to me somehow, how many go missing?
I kind of feel
sorry
for them.
How many are lost out there in the wilderness with all those shag bands choking sea turtles?
And yeah, I feel sorry for them. Them little, when people reach out.
The fans or the sea turtles?
Bit of both. I like sea turtles. I never understand that. You know when you watch them documentaries and like they'll watch and there's a million sea turtles running towards the sea and then David Attenborough will go, only three of these will survive. You're like, well, fucking help them.
Yeah, turn it off now, quick.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You know like when birds are coming down and picking them up? fucking held an umbrella over them. Do something. Like, just watching turtles getting murked. Fucking help them out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then you're interfering with nature.
I know you are. I know, and Hakuna Matata and fucking Timon
Butterfly
and Pumbaa
effect
and all that.
And all that.
Yeah, but fucking hell, some turtles are cool as shit. Just let
like
them.
You like, you know, you don't know. You could save some turtles, and like Hitler could have won the war, and like the whole of the course of history could change.
Did you watch that robots and thing?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, okay,
we watched one. We watched a couple, didn't we?
Yes.
No, I've been too busy on that World War thing. It's clouded
it
my
is
head.
Fascinating as shit, yeah, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah. How did we win the war? It got muddy in England.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, that's kind of true. Don't think it isn't.
Well, there's more
talk
to it.
A lot
than
of
that.
Shit.
There's more to it than that. Yeah. There's a lot more.
But yeah, it was a big turning point because of the mud. Amazing.
Anyway,
what
fights.
About Jan Błachowicz?
Yeah, it was a very cautious performance, wasn't it? I just think he's, like, you know, he knew what he needed to do to win the fight, and he's not particularly stimulated by the fight because he's got his head set on a title shot.
Yeah.
That's how he seemed to be fighting to me. Because Jan's good. And I mean, I'll be honest, Jacare never really slowed down much. And he used to slow down at middleweight.
Yes.
Like third round kind of time, you could start to see him get a bit labored. And that's just because he's so lean and so muscular. Everything he does, he's a big effort. Like he throws hard all the time, you know?
He kind of looked like he wanted to hurt Luke when we were in Vegas.
Yeah, there was venom behind those punches.
Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah, it was much more of a sparring match with Jacare.
Yeah, it happened a few times because there was a few Brazilians against Brazilians on the same card, and there was a lot of hugging and high, which I've got no problem with, but more so at the end. You know when someone at the end of a round is sort of like talking to you, going, "Nice one, bro. Yeah, safety. See you in the morning." I want to see a bit more aggro.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, like it to be authentic. I learned that from ice hockey.
Yeah.
From what I used to go and watch ice hockey at weekends when I was in training camp because I lived right next to the arena. And what I realized going to those matches is that I like the difference in watching a fight where the two guys are just fighting each other for sport and watching where two guys want to fight each other.
Yeah.
It's so different. I think that's partly why people are enjoying the bare knuckle stuff. I mean, I know there's a brutality element to it, but I think anybody that fights bare knuckle, you kind of want to fight bare knuckle.
Yeah.
You know, so you get that aggro. Those are aggro people. I mean, look at the ones that gravitate towards it, like BJ Penn and Diego Sanchez. If they do, that would make sense. Jason Knight, Artem Lobov, both scrappers.
Yeah,
you know,
there's a few people that you could fit perfectly into that little pigeonhole.
Yeah,
and like you say, it is a genuine, just visceral sport as opposed to that. Like with Jan, it was more of a calculated. He just sort of stayed out of his way. He looks fucking huge.
Yeah, he is. He is big. I was surprised how much bigger than Jacare looked.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they weighed in at different times, so I didn't even get the comparison when they were, you know, when they were actually weighing in, and I wasn't at the weigh-ins. Where was I? I was doing something else. But yeah, I was up at the ESPN desk, so I didn't really get to see the face-off properly, like, because I like to be quite close to the face-off and have a good look at them and you know, kind of see size-wise how they look, especially after they've, you know, weighed in a few hours ago and they've rehydrated. But yeah, Jacare did look small, but he looked strong still, and he didn't slow down, so...
No.
I'd like to see some of the middleweights that have moved up to, like, heavyweight fight each other. Like Jacare against Weidman at...
Yes.
Middleweight, or Rockhold's on Polaris coming up, isn't he? Against Nicky Rodriguez.
Yeah.
That's going to be good, that. We're going to that, aren't we? We're going to... Raptors are going to take over. Yes!
Oh, nice. There you go.
Return to jungle.
Have you still got that playing?
Huh? Constantly. I was listening to it when I was hitting the bag.
How's your jacket?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
It's nice, right?
Yeah. I was wearing it all the time in Russia. It's perfect.
I don't blame you.
Mm.
I don't blame you.
Shout out to Chasing Status. Thanks for the stuff.
Thanks for Dan for the stuff. I hope you like the stuff I sent you. Don't worry about it. I didn't want a jacket. I probably won't. Yeah. Don't do kid sizes, do you? Motherfuckers.
I'll buy you one. I'll buy you one at the shop.
Yeah, it's all right. I'll borrow Dan's every now and again.
What are you?
Shmedium. What are you? Shmedium? Shmedium? No, it's all good, boys. I liked it. I like the album. Like the music, I can't really fall out with you too much because I might see you soon. Are you the dickhead that told me to fuck off? No, mister. You're not allowed here. Fuck off.
What was the other sub on the card? There was another sub.
There's a triangle.
Yep.
Who was that?
Randy Brown was the triangle. And then there was a, what was the other sub? Why am I forgetting this?
Who was,
I need to sleep.
Was Bobby Green, what, hold on.
Bobby Green was, so he tweeted something after the fights, and it was like a page of stats, and I've not checked the UFC stats page yet, but according to the stats page that he screenshotted and posted, he was ahead on everything. And it was weird, because as I was watching it, I didn't. There wasn't much in it to me.
No.
But I didn't feel like he was being as effective with his striking. I felt like he was losing ground more.
Yeah.
But then that stats page that he posted up was there was he was ahead on almost everything, and the only thing he wasn't ahead on was sub attempts.
Hold on.
I'm just pulling the page up now. Yeah, Shogun against Paul Craig was a split draw. What do you reckon to that? Craig's asked for a rematch, hasn't he, in Glasgow? And Shogun seemed keen on when we were talking to him on the desk.
I just couldn't believe how hard Paul Craig went in on Shogun when Shogun seemingly said nothing.
Yeah.
He didn't seem to say anything, and he was just like, he just went full Braveheart, and I was like, all right.
Well, I think he was trying to get a bit aggro because it was Shogun, though, you know what I mean? Like, there was no real reason to,
yeah, well,
but to be up for it.
But it wasn't like, I mean, Shogun's a proper dude.
James Krause,
there you go,
that was slick. No, Ricardo Ramos, that was an
it's
excellent
a nice pronunciation
there,
well.
Thank
is
you,
that
because
you. You've been in Brazil for
it,
a week
it is
nice.
I need to learn the language, I really do. He was excellent. We broke it down on the post fight show, and the way that he got that takedown, so he got a body lock, picked him up and slammed him, and as soon as he, and he had this beautiful control on the neck as well. I need to watch it a couple more times and kind of feel it out, because it just seemed to work very smoothly. The whole lift to slam transition to the back, like he had control of the neck as soon as he landed, and he slid his near side knee in and went straight over the other side with his hook.
Yo.
So he was ready, and as soon as there was space created, he put his other hook in. Garrigori stood up, and then he just waited patiently until there was a moment to tighten it up, and that was beautiful. I think he got a bonus, and then there was James Krause as well, with his knockout of Sergio Moraes.
Yes.
Kept pinging him.
Yeah, but that's the second time Moraes has had a lot. How old is he now?
I don't know. But the thing is, he's a jiu-jitsu guy, and he's never seen... He's 37. I didn't think he was that old.
What? As old as us?
Oh, shit.
I didn't realise he was nearly dead.
I don't feel 37.
Dude, I don't feel 38, apart from this week when I've been to the doctors, and he's like, you've got to realise, Mr. Oxley, you're very old. You need to stop doing these stupid things.
Do you listen to the podcast?
I don't know what a podcast is. Fuck off.
The kids are learning from podcasts these days.
Yeah, for real. Trust
Maybe
me.
That's the hole in the education system. We can plug that hole with podcasts.
I think so.
You reckon?
I think so.
Well, yeah. This is not applicable.
No, I think that this would get banned from the curriculum pretty quick. Mm. Even if Jem or someone was up there like really championing it.
Yeah.
I'd be on there for about 15 seconds.
I'd recommend
seconds.
Her not to do that anyway.
No, yeah. Because you can't get into a school curriculum with things like Thundercunt and stuff like that.
You can't.
It apparently doesn't work.
No. You have to draw a line somewhere. The kids only need to know so much, and that is, they don't need to know that.
Is that exactly
not until
we
they
draw
get
the
to
line?
At least university level.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's
fine. I would think.
Oh, no, 16. It's like when you give someone their first packet of fags, lottery ticket.
Cigarettes.
Sorry. First packet of cigarettes. Straights, tailor-mades, whatever you want to call them. Lottery ticket. You can now call someone a see you next Tuesday, if you want.
All good?
Yeah, I don't know. What about next week? This week? Did we need to say...
Oh, there's Cage Warriors this weekend. Is it Cage Warriors and Bellator this weekend, isn't it?
Right, so we've got Cage Warriors, Bellator, and we're going to see if Rosenstroke... Is it this week?
No, that's not this
is that
week.
That next week?
I think...
Was
that
a couple
weeks
off?
Yeah. Huh? That was sign language that we did. Yeah.
That's full Peter Kay neck sign language.
So it's Cage Warriors on Friday.
Yep.
And we've got Adam on the card, Adam Amasinger.
Yep.
James Hendon.
The Honey Badger.
The Honey Badger.
The Honey Badger don't give a fuck.
And then the next night we've got Terry Brazier against Soren Back, which is going to be a great fight. Soren Back's tough as hell. We've got some fight week content coming out. I'm just telling you basically what Mystery's saying. What else? Terry Brazier documentary coming out. Tomorrow? Tomorrow.
Wow.
It's coming out tomorrow.
So if you've never really seen much of Terry Brazier.
It is hilarious. It is hilarious.
Mate.
He's just unfiltered. That should be his nickname, not the Dominator. Unfiltered.
See, another nickname. Why did you have Dominator, Terry?
Well, that means that is applicable.
Kind of dominate him, don't I?
Unfiltered. That is applicable.
Yeah, true. Same as Honey Badger. That's been a thought about nickname.
Yeah, that works for him.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, so Adam's fighting. He's had a change of opponent last minute, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's fighting Liam Gittins, who's 4-0 with 4 first round knockouts.
Ooh.
Yes, he is very good.
Does that mean you just avoid it for the first round?
Well, I mean, that's what I always did with a power puncher, or at least that was my intention. But then, to be honest, when power punches always work for me, because my first two I think of straight away is Aaron Barrow on Cage Warriors, my fifth fight I think it was. And I think I talked about this in my book, but for those of you that can't read, I'll tell you the story now. At the face off, I think it was Grant Waterman refereeing. As Grant brought us together, I looked at this guy and he was about, I don't know, 4 inches shorter than me and thick, like strong, all upper body, all like rounded, strong, like chest and big back, like clearly a power puncher. He had 4 first round knockouts as well. And he had a pair of boxing gloves tattooed on his neck.
I bet they were done really tastefully.
They were. It was a beautiful tattoo. I would take a photo and frame it and hang it in the toilet.
I bet it looked like a Christmas calendar chocolate.
Christmas calendar chocolate. It did. Maybe it was.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the design. I thought it was boxing gloves.
Yeah, that too. Maybe you know what I mean? When you open the door, you're like, what the fuck's that meant to be?
Is that
Santa fucking a present? Mom? Do you know what I mean?
Are these testicles? see, now my brain's gone.
Sorry, you were fighting the Dorito man.
Yes, and I looked, and he was like, and he was shaking. He was shaking out his left arm, and it was like, I don't know. It just seemed obvious what he was going to do.
Was that through intimidation? Do you think?
I think.
Do you reckon
so.
He was talking to her like, all right, Lucifer.
Lucifer.
Yeah, well, you know, like he fucking.
Well, he was from up north. He was from, so he would have had a different accent.
Oh, sorry. I'll go back into the archive. Pull something out.
So yeah, so as soon as I saw that, I'm like, right, he's coming out. He's coming out with the power punch straight away. He's coming straight to knock me out, because I think I was 2-2. I had a shitty beginning to my career. Good learning experiences though, but there were no semi-pro fights back then, so it was kind of like learning on the job with full rules.
Okay.
Which was a lot of fun. And he ran onto a head kick, is the short of the story. Like, that's to cut to the chase, it was 13 seconds. He literally sprinted across the cage at me. And the weirdest thing was, and I don't know, Owen, my old Thai boxing coach, Owen, he always had this kind of weird, like, sense of, like, what was
Juju.
Needed. It was what was necessary for this fight. And we'd been doing these like, footwork patterns and counterpunching for the whole training camp. And the last week of training camp, he was like, right, we're doing switch kicks. Why are we doing switch kicks? Like, why are you frying my brain now with all the stuff that I've already programmed it with, that this is the stuff that we're working on? Body shot, left up body shot, uppercut, left up body shot, uppercut, Mike Tyson. And then he's like, no, we're doing high kicks, lead high kick, head kick. And he'd not even watched any footage of this guy. That was the weird thing about it. And that was the first thing I needed.
Maybe he's just like an oracle.
Maybe.
I did wonder. Or maybe he's just having fever dreams and he's like, I've got a prediction.
Maybe.
But
whatever it was, it worked. And it was, so it was like a switch lead kick. I'm left footed, but I stand orthodox. So as the guy came at me, and he fucking came at me, he like wound up for this big left hook. And as he swung this left hook, I should have learned the lesson. Same thing I did against Condit. Dropped his other arm and I did a switch kick backwards to save a bit of distance and kicked him right side of the head. Caught him right under the chin.
Ooh.
Lifted him to his tiptoes and
shin
dropped
to chin.
Him.
Mm. Wow.
13 seconds. Then the other one was Rory Markham, who's never ever been the distance.
No.
In a fight, win or lose.
He was raging before you even got to the cage.
So I got in his face at the weigh-ins.
You can tell. You can tell then.
It was, well, the thing is, he'd had a hard weight cut. He was like 195 or something when he arrived in fight week. He was like 25 pounds overweight. He was way too big.
Did you order room service to his room?
I should have done.
Yeah.
That's a good tactic. Why have I never thought of that?
Quite a lot of people have done it, haven't they? Was it John Jones and DC where
was
he
was
sending him Popeye's chicken and stuff?
Was it?
You know, he'd just be like, thanks.
Yeah.
What? It's free chicken.
That's a good tactic. I've never thought of that. Anyway.
But yeah, I mean, what I was going to say about when there's... If your whole thing is unbeaten or like always your first round finish, I'll never forget when it was Bisping against Rashard. They both went into that unbeaten, if you remember. Mm. Undefeated fighters, both with whatever
the
record.
The O must go. I hate that
saying. Yeah, it was wank, right? But I don't know if I'd just put a bit of needle in with someone just to be a cunt. Because if I was fighting someone who's only beaten someone in the first round, I'd just keep backpedaling for that whole round.
Yeah.
And in the second round, but didn't knock me out in the first.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what I did with Yoshida. That was because he'd had a whole bunch of first round stoppages. And that was the final in Japan. Did we remember that fight with it? We did, didn't we? Yeah. That's on the channel. Go and have a look at it.
There you go.
It's got the video game intro. I love it.
I like it.
That was my game plan for him. So I did. I just kind of stalled out the first round. I just kind of did enough to like stay in it a bit and make him work. And my intention was just get it into the second round and start to fight. And then immediately kicked him in the nuts. Got disqualified. And that was the end of my Japan experience, which was disappointing. I always wanted to fight in the Saitama Super Arena. I wanted to fight Gomi in Pride. That's what I wanted.
You still could.
He's fighting. He's got a match against Sakuraba. I saw that coming up as well.
See,
in Quintet.
Yeah.
There's super matches on there. There's Sakuraba against Gomi.
Right.
And then
the Fireball Kid.
Yes.
And it's a good nickname.
It is. Is it?
Yeah. Look at his hair.
Yeah, I suppose. A bit more like a Lego Man haircut, though, isn't it?
It's a lot like a Lego Man haircut. But to be fair, I would never say that to him because if he didn't understand a lot of English, the bit of English he'd understand is Lego Man hair, and he'd probably kick me in the neck.
It is. Yeah, he has got a massive.
Ah, so is he like an aftermarket Duplo? Do you know what I mean? Like, Mom, this one doesn't fit on this one. Doesn't fit. It's like, yeah, it's Mega Bloks. It's like, fucking what? Fucking Mega Bloks.
Robot Cop.
Yeah, I'm not playing with Creo. The fuck is Creo? I'm playing with Lego. I'm a Lego man. Let's have it branded.
You're not a leg man. You're a Lego man.
I'm a leg man and a Lego man. Bit of both. Did I tell you... Sorry, I've just remembered something that I forgot to tell you the other day. Because I've not mentioned how poor I am yet. Did I tell you about Screwfix?
Is that a person?
No, the place. Screwfix. I need a Screwfix.
That sounds like the nickname of a person you would know.
No, I know Mickey the Screw. No, but I don't know. No, I don't know anyone called Screwfix. But I needed to tell you this thing. Because I didn't know if it was my aura that I give off of my poorness. Or...
Poorer.
Basically, I was putting my telly on the wall and I wanted to be quite posh. So it's on our old chimney breast and I've drilled through and now there's a hole that goes through the chimney breast and down the back of a cabinet and so all the cables are hidden. And there's actually a piece of, there's a plate that you can get which looks like a light switch with little bristles in it. You'll see them in like boardrooms and stuff where basically all the cables go in. So it looks dead fancy as fuck, right? So I walked into Screwfix and bear in mind, it was probably 8 o'clock at night on the industrial estate. And I had Mickey Bernard stood in front of me playing with a stapler. He was probably about 70. And you know, like B&Q and Screwfix are big places for old retirees. They basically...
They love tools.
Oh, mate, were they just... They're like, that's it, Barbara, I'm done. I'm packing up work. And after about 6 weeks, the wives are like, you fuck off. Go and get a job. And go and start stacking orange buckets in B&Q because you're not fucking under my feet all week. So off they go. So anyway, I went in and he's just clicking a staple. So I'm thinking he's got a bit about him. He knows what he's doing.
He's already figured that out.
He's working out a stapler.
That's not the easiest thing in the world to figure out.
Because the other option was my paper mate, next. Vicky Pollard, who was sat... From Little Britain.
Computer says no. Oh, no, that's not Vicky Pollard.
Yeah, but pretty much. She was just like proper derpy derp, just like looking straight through me, just counting down the next. It closes at 9:30, so it's not even like you're on shutdown yet. So I went in and I went straight to him and he just sort of did this Hodor thing. He was like,
no. And I was like, oh, so I can't talk to you? And he's like, no, I'm in the back. And I was like, all right. So he put the stapler down like he's not touched it. I don't know where they came from. I wanted to separate all the staples, so I did. He's like, all right, Brian, fuck off. So he went to the back. And this girl was sat there. I'm looking for it. It's like a light switch plate with these bristles in. I want to have a look. And she went, we don't do them. And I was like, well, I'm sure you do. But don't panic. I'll ring my electrician friend and he'll tell me what it's called, because I understand me saying to you a light switch with bristles is a bit of a weird thing. And she went,
that sounds a bit kinky.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So I rang my mate and Ross was like, yeah, it's called a brush plate. And I was like, well, that's fucking obvious now. Knobhead. So I went back to her and I went over, and as I was walking towards her, she went, we definitely don't do them. And I was like, fuck me. I've not even told you what it's called. So I said, have you got a brush plate? And this bloke walked from this side like something off League of Gentlemen. Do you know what I mean? Like, we'll have no, yeah. We'll have no trouble here.
What's all this shouting? We'll have no trouble here.
And I was like, oh my God. Where
it's
the
a local
is?
Shop, local yeah. people.
Where's Tubbs?
There's nothing for you here.
Did I do good? So I was like, oh fuck. Matt, now I'm stood in the Twilight Zone trying to look through this fucking massive like Argos catalogue for dads.
Every single one of them's, what's it called?
Laminated. Oh, mate, and you can get some cuts off them when you're rage flicking. They're like, fucking.
Rage flicking.
Yeah, just trying to
that's
go through.
That's the name of your porn. That's the name of your porn movie.
That is my porn movie. Oh, no, that's rage flicking. And then the sequel is like Blister Buster. Anyway, I'm stood in this corner because you know where I am.
I don't
now.
Think we could upload this, you know.
No.
I think we've gone too deep. I think we've gone real. Too far.
Well, your mum can't listen to it at
she
all.
Can't.
Definitely not. Elaine, turn it off.
Geo-block my parents' house.
Geo-block. That's another fucking knockoff Lego.
Geo-block.
Jesus. Do you want this pirate ship? It's by a Geo-block. No, I don't. So, I hear this voice from the back of the shop say, only thing I know about brushes is this. And he passed me the internal brush that goes inside. And he went, there you go. I was like, oh shit, wicked. Like, I think that's the thing. Have you got the bit that goes with? He's like, I don't know. I was like, oh, fucking hell. Okay. So I basically need that twice. He went, two brushes. I was like, no. The full kit. Does it come together? He went, yeah. I was like, can I have two of them? He went, they're expensive. And I was like, Are you actually fucking with me? Like, I just looked like this, but I had my socks on. And I was like, how expensive are they? He went, we've only got chrome. I was like, I couldn't give a fuck. I want my telly to look fancy with the fucking cables going in the wall. How much is chrome? And he was like, £2.70. I was like, fuck you. I felt like nicking him at that point, just to prove a fucking point. So we did that. And then I bought a piece of conduit to put my phone wire down the wall. And it just fucking blew his mind. And I was like, how poor do I look? But I can't remember if I walked in and went, hi, just to let you know I'm poor.
Yeah, I've got lounge access now because I've done like 300,000 air miles this year or something horrendous. So I've got lounge access.
Oh,
so
wow.
Like when I get to the airport now, I can go and like hang out in like a nice seat in a quiet room and it's lovely and I can get tea and coffee and occasionally some nice snacks depending on the airport.
How uncomfortable do you make people feel?
Well, this is the thing. Remind me to circle back to arena food.
Will do.
Stick a pin in that, a mental pin.
It's in.
Good, okay. So one thing I've started to realise in a lot of the lounges that I go in is I'm generally one of the only people in there that's not wearing a suit.
Nice.
And they look at me like I immediately lower the tone in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a denim jacket and a baseball cap on.
Yeah.
You know? And it's that's like, and all of a sudden there's like this weird judgement that I'm starting to feel. Yeah. So I'm just gonna keep stepping it up. I'm going to go full goth one time. Just to really fuck with them.
I think maybe just wear shorts and flip-flop.
Full Trent Reznor, full black leather coat. Or I might come dressed as a pilot. But like an old-fashioned pilot, like a 1930s pilot.
Yeah. Fully
with
twisted
the goggles
out.
On.
Yeah, twisted out.
I'll be taking us out from here, boys.
But we'll put a piece of wire in your scarf.
Don't worry.
Yeah. How fucking windy is it here? Just like a rabbit on a
just
motorbike.
Always standing in the direction facing. Yeah.
Everyone ready to take off? Like, what the fuck is this dude?
Yeah, I'll have to grow my moustache out though, won't I?
I do like twisting the moustache out, but I've had it chopped. Did I tell you about my haircut I had the other day? We will circle back to, what's it, food?
Oh, arena food, yeah.
I went to my barber's, and there's a guy, Mo, up in Hina. He's fucking brilliant. The only time that I go, Mo Barber, yeah. That's his nickname.
Sounds like a Simpsons character.
Yeah, and every time I go, I'm the only one there, so he takes for ages. And I always fall asleep, and he like...
Because you're company.
It's so nice, man. He just fucking...
System in his stapler otherwise.
Does everything. I went in, and he wasn't there. And you know when you sort of committed, and you almost sat down, and you're like, I don't want you to do it. I don't want you to do it. Don't want you to do it. Don't want you to do it. Yeah, just normal. Yeah, oh, fuck. And he wasn't there, so I couldn't... And he was like, what do you want? And I was like, well, he just straightened my beard a little bit, leave the length, which clearly he hasn't, and then just... like a high fade up the back and leave the top or just a little bit. And he kept just saying, is Trimmy okay? Little Trimmy? You like Trimmy? Trimmy good? But he was dead forceful. And so when I was sat and I was like looking at the mirror.
Now people can't hear him at all.
He go, okay now, Trimmy good? And like,
this is the thumbnail. That's the thumbnail right there.
Like this. And he go, Trimmy good? Trimmy good? I'm like, fucking hell, get off my head! When he gave me a hot towel, I thought he was going to murder me. And I don't know if you've ever had paranoia like that. You know when you can give yourself paranoia because you think, am I being paranoid? I should be fucking paranoid.
I won't do it. Well, don't worry. Wad's shitting himself over there. I've got a paranoia story for you, but that's for another time.
We'll definitely want to hear that. But bear in mind, he'd just cutthroat raising everyone else. I'm thinking, oh, Trimmy bollocks, he's walking around with a fucking straight edge and I've got a hot towel on my face falling asleep. You know, if I just feel that real warm,
yeah,
Sweeney Todd.
I'm a bleeding.
Mate.
I can breathe still. Okay. I'm it might be a blood.
I think it's just being British, being too polite. You know, when you're like, you don't want to do something. You're like, okay, yeah, all right, yeah, you do it. You fuck my head up. No fucking problem.
I had one of my scariest moments where I actually thought that I was being kidnapped was when I first arrived in China, and I was, that's like 18 or 19 or something. Anyway, so I was flying into this airport that, like, just to give it some perspective, there were no doors. We got off the plane, we walked from the plane.
I thought you meant on the plane.
No. Just about. No, the plane had doors.
It's like the turtle's plane.
I had to parachute out. like, there was a luggage belt which didn't move. They just came out and they just put the bags on the luggage belt. I'm not even sure what the point was.
The principle.
They should have just left them on the floor.
This is where they go.
Yeah. And as I was walking out, that I was exiting the airport at the same time as a chicken. So it was one of those kind of airports.
Did he
right?
have a suit on?
Little briefcase. And I don't know what I was expecting, because in my head, I'm like, I've watched Crouching Tiger 21 times this week. I've got my Pan Pipes playlist. I am ready to shell in this shit up.
Yeah.
And I arrived expecting a guy in an orange suit to come and greet
100%.
Me. So as I walked out of the airport and down these steps into like a dirt car park, there was just this mass of people just kind of staring like that. Did you get that suspense there? That was nice, wasn't it?
Do it straight at the camera though, because I got chills.
I can't do it at the camera. I can't. It's like it's people would be fucking with the... That's my new favourite joke now. Were you moving?
No.
Did you ruin that? Were you DL still?
I'm not even bait.
Anyway, you'll ruin the illusion.
Go on, do it again.
I can't now. The moment's passed.
You're doing it a bit, weren't you? Thinking I hate this episode.
So I walked out of the airport. I don't know what I was expecting, but what I wasn't expecting was this tall, skinny dude with just like a mess of hair that he looked like he'd cut himself, and like these like little round glasses, like very Swedish glasses, you know, like glasses that Swedish people wear, like no frames on them and stuff.
Yeah,
it's a very European thing, isn't it? Like, and he was just kind of staring up at me, and he just pointed and beckoned and then turned around and started walking. And so I like made my way through this crowd of people. He got in a car, so I just assumed I was getting in, put my luggage in the back. The car was running before I got in. And as I got in, I noticed that the floor was so rusted in the back. I could see the dirt of the car park through the floor.
Oh, nice. Keep the car. Or was it for Flintstone in?
Well, I did wonder. I thought that might be part of the warm-up for the training. So I've been in this car now for about 4 hours and did not said a word to me.
Neither of them had spoken to me. And now I'm starting to get really paranoid because I don't know where I'm going. This was before phones. I have no phone with me. I have nothing. I have no idea where I'm going.
Shitty pants.
And I'm starting to think, like, I could have just got in anybody's car here.
Yeah, and you do like to think of yourself as an intelligent kind of person.
Yeah.
You know, if someone had told you that story before, and you'd be like, dickhead.
Right. I don't know what I was thinking. So, show me some idea or something.
Yeah, when did it come good?
Well, about 6 hours into the trip.
Fucking long.
Yeah, I know. I was like those last couple of hours, especially because I was exhausted and having to keep my feet either side because I didn't want to fall through the floor of the car and lose a leg.
Fucking Inspector Gadget.
You know what I mean? I was like braced across the car. It was ridiculous. Yeah, but about 6 hours into the trip, we stopped to get food. And the guy that had met me at the airport, turns out the name that he claimed for me to be able to say was Johnson. He's like, I'm Johnson. We'll be at the temple in 4 hours. We're stopping to get food. And then we had a meal and they just spoke to each other and smoked cigarettes. And then 4 hours later, we were at the temple. It was weird. It was very weird. But for a good 4 of the 6 hours, I was starting to get very paranoid that I was just going to be ransomed,
mate,
or something.
It's fucking terrifying.
Yeah,
because
I was ready. I was ready. Yeah, you know.
Of course. Well, imagine you were ready because you're trained in that world, whereas I'm built like a 12-year-old girl, and I'm not always ready because I'm good at running.
A hairy 12-year-old girl. A hairy tattooed 12-year-old girl.
I wouldn't say dead hairy. What you mean?
You got a beard.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I don't see it anymore. One day I'm gonna shave it off.
It's definitely there.
You just won't recognise me. I said to the kids the other day, I'm gonna shave this off, and they both cried. Fuck it up. Maybe not. We went to Greece, me and Stacey, in about 1997, 98, whenever it was. And while we were there, you know, the first day when you got on holiday. And basically, you go down to that first meeting. This is the only time we've ever gone to the intro meeting. Because what the fuck do you need to be introduced to go, that's the pool.
That's the restaurant. That's the bar.
Fuck you. They just have you there for fucking hours so they can sell you their upscale trips.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you go down to the fucking place and you go, how much is it to go over there? It's way less. Just to let you know, kids. So, when we were in Greece, they said we can take you to Turkey for the day. But we're not allowed in Turkey. So our Turkish mate is going to come and take you off us. And the whole time we're like, this sounds fucking great. And they're like, you'll get fakes. You'll fucking love it. It's dead good. Have you got any sterling? And I was like, yeah, I've got a bit.
Take all your money with you.
Yeah, exactly.
All your jewellery with you, yeah. So you can show them the kind of jewellery that you like. Because they'll be able to sell you loads.
Fucking date of birth. All that shit.
Passport. You'll need your passport.
Exactly.
Of course.
But at the time, we were like, this all sounds mint.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a Ralphie shirt for £3. Sign me up. So we fucking went over there.
Healthy.
Obviously. Gets there, and this one lad, we didn't realise. We'd gone through, and we'd been to the first hall in Marmaris, which is obviously the market town. And we stood in there, and this one bloke came through and grabbed us and was like, I'm here to help. And I was like, oh, you must be the dude that... You're Turkish, right? And he's like, yeah, obviously, look at me. I'm all kinds of Turkish. So like, mint, nice one. So he sat us down, gave us a glass of Turkish tea, which is in your grandma's old sherry glass.
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
Uh-huh.
It's a weird taste. Yeah. It wasn't the worst.
It's like roses and sugar.
Yes. Yeah, it's like Nana's perfume. But it's one of them. But they treat you really, really well.
It's nice.
That's delicious.
Maybe no more. And basically... This guy started stacking up. Because we thought we'd buy presents while we're here. Because we do that thing, what do you want to get for your dad? Because you've only been away for a week. Yeah. I'll get my dad something. I'm my mum. I can't forget them. And before you know it,
everyone's getting an E17 tape.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking everyone's got 70. You spent 1,700 quid on shit. So basically, this guy started stacking all this stuff up. And then marched us to the bank, where in Turkey at the time, it was like everything was in millions. Withdrew all this money and then just held it out in front of him, and he just took what he wanted, and he was like, yeah, let me take you to my other friend. And Stace at that point was like, nah, fuck this, I don't trust you. We got home, I think he rinsed us for about 800 quid.
Really?
Yeah. Jeez. Motherfucker. But I wasn't ready to pounce, but I have still got a few of the Moody Ralphies and a pair of Calvins. Get me a rash.
Yeah. What, out of anger?
Yeah.
A rip-off rash.
But there was a fella, there was a proper douchebag on the ferry. We'd seen him on the way out there, and he was one of these blokes. I think Terry probably knows him. I don't know how, but he will definitely know him. And he was on the ferry, and he was just this proper puffed up fella. He just sat there. He's like, "All right, youth, what are you getting?" And I was like, "What, in Turkey? I don't know, bits of what you Machino. Everything. Machino. Doing a lot." And I was like, "All right, knock yourself out, kid." And his missus was like the skinniest wisp of a thing that wouldn't, she couldn't say anything. And he's like, and then on the ferry on the way back, we saw him and he's like, "Bought three cases? Machino." I was like, "What?" Honestly, there couldn't have been, like, he had toasters that were Machino, like, everything was Machino. He fucking nailed it. If he's listening now, fair play to him.
I bet he's still wearing it.
Honestly, mate, he had black silk shirt. It was the most vile stuff you've ever seen. It was so aggressively shit. And it just softened the blow a bit, because I know I got rinsed, but he chose that. he chose shit Machino. Mm. So fuck him. But yeah, it happens. I think you got to be careful, man. There's a lot of scary fuckers out there.
Yeah, there are. That weird on the plane.
Yeah, don't be weird on a plane. Fucking
weird on the plane.
Escobar motherfucker. I just imagine he looks like some Escobar knockoff.
Yeah, he was a funny looking
creeping around in
Fuji. He looked like
someone
off a League of Gentlemen.
Did he have loafers on?
I don't know.
I bet he did. Oh, first thing I did is check
people's shoes. He had a Gucci t-shirt, I remember that.
First thing I did is check their shoes. I'm straight on someone's kicks.
Is that right?
Yeah, man. As soon as Mystery walked in, I was like, "Your Sambas are fucked."
He knows that. He mentioned it the other week. He said he wants some new ones. Yeah. I've got my Freebox on when I'm traveling.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Although they're creaky. I don't get it.
How can shoes be creaky?
Someone should have tried the shoes out before they mass produced them and gone, "You know, they look cool, but they creak as I walk." So it's all right if you're in an airport. So, like, before I leave for the airport, I'm walking around going, "These shoes are loud." Like, I'm going to draw a lot of attention at the airport. But then I realise how loud airports are, and I'm like, "My shoes are fine. These are my airport shoes."
You're not that loud. How loud are these?
Can't wear them to the library. They're not library shoes. They would draw
maybe
far too much attention.
I think all, like, research and development and everything went out the window when they made Chris Weidman's custom shoe. Did you ever see that?
No.
Oh, man. It was on the Ariel Helwani show. And shout out to Chris Bliss, because he nearly fell off his chair. Literally, we were sat watching it, and Chris Weidman was still the champ at the time. He'd been the Brazilian killer or whatever he'd gone through, and obviously was still beating people. And basically, Ariel called him in, and he was sat there, and the guy from Reebok was like, "Hey, Chris, we'd really like to present you with this," and passed him this shoe. And it's like a Stars and Stripes flag has been sick on a pair of shoes and just melted in. And he was like, and he went, "Oh, yeah, yeah." And you know when someone's nan's giving you something, you're like, "Oh, my God.
I am a real
American." I love Insignia. Love Insignia body wash. Thank you so much.
Oh, Machino, thanks.
Yeah.
Machino. Everyone's wearing this. Yeah.
Knock off.
No.
Mate, and yeah, they're not good. I don't think you can buy them. I think it nearly killed Reebok.
Really?
I think Viacom had to step in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad shit. Mm. Really bad.
Anyway,
I kept you waffling.
Should we call it there?
We can do it.
How long
has
that been? Is everyone's? Jeez, sorry, it's so long.
An hour
is
and
everything
half.
Still recording? Are we all good? Everything's been successful. How about that?
Well, I'm sorry if I've been waffling. It is purely from having fever dreams and a chest infection.
Fever dreams.
Fucking hate them.
Owen Oxley and the Fever Dreams.
Mate, yeah, that's my band.
There we go.
You must have had Fever Dreams.
Owen, Robin of Oxley and the Fever Dreams.
Robin of.
Bring it back around.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
That's how we kill it, my man.
We were going to do a competition.
Is this for the octopus? The
Thai Boxtopus. Send us your drawings of Thai Boxtopus. They can be of any method, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't want any paintings in blood. That's where I draw the line. But food products are fine. Paint, crayons, pastels,
watercolour,
sculpture,
gouache paint,
acrylics,
oils.
Mm. Yeah,
I'll make you whatever the fuck I want if you
winner of the competition, we'll send you some stuff.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
we have got one competition to give a winner to, because if you remember a couple of weeks ago when we did a podcast that was just
me and you with no video, I asked people to do let us know what their comments are and have the balls to say if you hate it or like it.
Okay.
One person straight away was like, shit. Is that a legend? What a fucking boy. Nice one. He nearly won.
Yeah.
But the one person that, what's the top comment?
I love the three dislikes or four dislikes.
It's fucking brilliant.
Like,
fuck these guys. They look like they're having fun. Wankers.
Death.
Wear a suit.
Death.
Yeah, hold on.
It's not the Colosseum. We don't really care.
No. But, newest.
You could film that shit down all your
life.
Where's
this guy? There's a guy that he put a comment and he was like, I don't normally comment on anything at all, but because I'm worried that Pussy Lover57 is going to kick off. And I'm like, all right. And I think he wins. So I've got to sort of, I'll get in touch with you, because if I say now, let me know if that's you, I think I'll be inundated with people looking for a free t-shirt.
Yeah,
and I'm not all about that.
No.
But no, the Thai Boxtopus, draw it up. But we want it in the retro style of like art. Tony Hart. What was that called?
Art Attack.
No, Art Attack was Neil Buchanan.
Was it?
Because everyone used to make them jokes, didn't they? You know, Neil Buchanan's dead. How did he die? Art Attack. It's not funny. Don't laugh.
I've never heard that joke.
Fuck off.
I haven't.
Neil Buchanan off of Art Attack.
I've never heard that joke. You know, I literally have one joke that stays in my head.
Go on.
But this is the thing. It stays in my head because it's so bad.
Yes, let's do it.
Why did the monkey fall out the tree? Because it was dead.
That's not a joke.
I don't know why that stayed in my head. It's the only joke that I can always recall. Someone says, tell me a joke. I'm like, no, I haven't got any jokes. I'm not telling you that one joke that's fucking glued in my subconscious somehow.
No. All mine,
it's written. It's spray painted on the wall.
All mine were limericks and rhymes and shit, which are now so inappropriate for my kids that I've still taught them. So well. You know, it's bad times.
Yeah.
But I'll put them in. What was Tony Hart... And it used to be the gallery, and it used to pan across. I'll print these fuckers out if we have to, and I'll put them on that canvas.
I don't have no idea. Someone tweet it at us.
Yeah, you know, we're more.
Someone tell us more. Yeah, was that not Art Attack? Look, we're almost at 2 hours of nonsense now.
Yeah, well, all right. I'm sorry. I will cut. I'll leave that.
What? So we got a winner of the competition.
Yeah, then? I've got a winner. There's a guy that left a very good comment.
Okay, and you're going to contact him directly.
And I'll contact him. And I'll sort that out.
Okay. And then
we're
going to
have more competitions as well, because I like sending stuff out to people.
Cool. Awesome.
Nice one, dude.
Nice one. See you next time.